I'd like to call it order the Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017, meeting of the Dairy Township Board of Supervisors, and I'd like to ask that everyone rise and pledge allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. Call was posted within the meeting room. I want to advise those persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. May I have a roll call, please?
Member John Foley.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member Dustin Engel.
Here.
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer.
Here. At this time, I would like to invite visitor and public comments. Anyone interested in addressing the board supervisors, please come to the podium to address the board. And I'd like to ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes. And I'd also like to announce that the board met in executive session prior to this meeting to discuss personnel issues. Sir.
Todd Bagarulo, 321 Concord Court, Hershey. Mike Priest is chairman of the New Year's Eve celebration, and I'm vice chair of the New Year's Eve celebration. And we want to take this time to thank the Dairy Township Board of Supervisors for allowing their staff to assist us in doing the event. We've been doing it for 12 years now, and the ICDA, Dairy Township Police Department, obviously, given the world situation we have, the Dairy Township Police Department's planning and execution of their plan was flawless. Obviously, we didn't have any problems, any major problems, but it was certainly appreciated. And Dairy Township Public Works, they handle the cleanup for us. When you have that many people, starting at 12:20, I guess, long, and I don't know how long you go in through the night, but that's greatly appreciated from our standpoint. Mike and I returned to the scene the next morning around 10 o'clock, and there was nothing. It doesn't even look like we had a celebration there that night with I don't know how many people. I was tied up, so I did get a total count on that, but it was remarkable what was done. And also the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department is on standby, and we did have a small fire that night, and it was handled very quickly and efficiently. So again, I want to thank the Dairy Township Board of Supervisors for allowing their staff to assist us. Thanks.
Todd, before you step down, thank you very much for acknowledging everyone involved. And I'm sure the Board of Supervisors essentially stole our thunder in that regard, but we humbly acknowledge and thank all those entities and individuals that you mentioned. But I think it's we who should be thanking you and all those other people, not the other way around, because to say it was an exceptional event would be literally the understatement of the year. It went off beautifully. People had a fantastic time. It was a great, great family event. The fireworks at the end were exceptional. The music was wonderful, and wow, that's all I can say. I mean, it was a spectacular event. And so I think it's we who should be thanking you and everyone else for that.
Mark, I would echo that. And also to thank all the volunteers who made that event happen, aside from all the township staff, which does such an exceptional job. There are volunteers that work literally year-round planning this event. And remember the first year we did this, we really didn't know what we were doing, and it all came off very nicely. It almost, I won't say it runs itself now, but it's a very well-oiled machine, so all the volunteers do a fantastic job. So
and we've gotten, as you all know, national recognition on this, so yes.
And justifiably.
Yeah. So thank you again. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Anyone else who would like to address the board?
Rich Campbell, 39 Oxford, Hershey. I just wanted to ask, if it would be possible, if the board members can discuss the TIF situation since it's been reintroduced again. Could you please tell me the benefits of it again, and who are the partners who are going to be participating? I know the school district, the county. And what does it really benefit us versus somebody else? And when you take a look at where the focus is in the same property, same building, What about other properties? What about the Middletown Road? Why aren't these people, you know, if you talk about a blighted area, I don't think downtown really is the average thought of blight. So, I mean, project failed the first time going around. Developer, I don't know if that was a result of him expecting the tip to go through. Are we in the same situation again as we had the last time? So if members of the board could explain to me their concern, their interest, and their support, and what benefits does it have for the people, the taxpayers, who just had a tax increase, that money I think should go back into the services to our community, not given away as a loan. We already have some financial issues we need to address, so I'd like you to comment on that sometime. I'll put it on the agenda for special recognition. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none, we move to the next item on our agenda, which is the reorganization of the Board of Supervisors. It's my understanding, Jim, please correct me if I'm wrong, that we are going to fill out a ballot, which will then be passed down for the purposes of calculating the position of chairman, vice chairman, secretary, assistant secretary, treasurer, solicitor, and engineer.
I'll read this very much.
Okay.
Chairman, the slate is this. Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, John Foley. Vice Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Suzanne Court. Township Secretary, Justin Engel. Township Assistant Secretary, Jim Negley. Township Treasurer, Jim Negley. Township Solicitor, John Yost. Township Engineer, HRG.
And with that, we shall reshuffle our seats. Congratulations, Mr. Chairman. Next on our agenda is the adoption of resolution number 1498 for the appointments that were just referenced for the slate. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And that resolution is adopted unanimously. Next is B1, the appointment of an emergency management coordinator and two deputy coordinators for one-year terms with the Emergency Management Agency. Our candidates, I don't believe it's a reappointment.
It's a reappointment of all three.
Reappointment of all three, Lieutenant Tim Roach, Sergeant Stephen Beard, and Deputy Coordinator, Mr. Peg Larillo. I need a motion and all those in favor. Moved by Mr. Engel.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And the Emergency Management Agency positions have been unanimously approved.
Next on our agenda is C1, Establishment of the Manager's Bond Limit, Resolution Number 1499. That will, the resolution is that a bond limit for the township manager and treasurer shall not be less than $1.5 million. Whoops. For the year of 2007. Is there a motion?
Can I ask a question on that? Jim, could you explain to me again why the wording is shall not be less than $1.5 million as opposed to not more than?
It's not an attorney, I won't be able to specifically say. I can just say that $1.5 million establishes an amount of money on hand at any given time that the township manager would have access to and be able to take.
Right, but I was just, the one point, as the way it's worded right now, it's $1.5 million floor.
So minimum.
A minimum of.
$1.5 million.
Yeah.
Right, as opposed to authorizing you a maximum amount of money.
No, it just does not authorize me any additional money. This protects the township in case that I would be corrupt and steal the money, so.
Okay, I got it.
I mean, it's an insurance policy.
Yeah.
For the township, it protects the township. Anything that a township manager would do would harm the township up to.
Okay, so we're protected for no less than $1.5 million.
I was going to say, the auditors meet tomorrow night, right?
Pardon?
Yes.
And they have to establish the bond, and that gives you some flexibility if they establish it for higher.
Correct.
So we're saying that it's a minimum.
Yeah.
Right, no less than $1.5 million. Okay, I'll move for it.
Moved by Mr. Moyer, seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And Resolution Number 1499 is unanimously approved. Item D1, Appointment of a Delegate and Alternate Delegate to the State Convention, Resolution Number 1500.
I'm going to say chair and vice chair.
So it would be the chair and vice chair. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Moyer.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And Resolution Number 1500 is unanimously approved. Next is E1, Selection of Depositories for the Township Fund, Resolution Number 1501. Institutions that the township can do business would be PNC Bank, Santander Bank, Pennsylvania Local Government Investment Trust, Northwest Savings, Fulton Bank, Wells Fargo, M&amp;T Bank, Branch Banking and Trust Company, Centric Bank, Members First Federal Credit Union, Hershey Federal Credit Union, Bryn Mawr Trust, and Pennsylvania Treasury Invest Program. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And Resolution Number 1501 is unanimously approved. Next is F1, Naming Monies to be Paid to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association for the 2017 year, Resolution Number 1502. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And Resolution Number 1502 is unanimously approved. Next is G1, Appointment of One Member of the Vacancy Board for One-Year Term. It's the expired term of Christine Taylor Braun. Do we need, we're simply going, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second.
We don't like her, apparently.
Moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that nomination is adopted unanimously. Next is H1 through 16, Appointment of Two Members of the Planning Commission for Four-Year Terms, the expired terms of Glenn Rowe and Matt Tenell. And we have ballots in here, so please use ballot number one.
Both on ballot number one.
Both entries on ballot number one.
Mr. Chairman, Glenn Rowe, Matt Tenell.
Thank you, Mr. Nately. Next on our agenda Is the appointment of one member to the Parks Recreation Advisory Board for a five-year term, the expired term of Jean Allegrini. This will be ballot number three.
Mr. Chairman, Anthony Clyde.
Thank you, Mr. Nagley. Next on our agenda is item J, 1 through 17, the appointment of one member to the Zoning Hearing Board for a five-year term, the expired term of Philip Wood. This will be ballot number four.
Chairman Philip Wood.
Thank you, Mr. Nagley. Next on our agenda is K1, appointment of one member to the Police Pension Advisory Board for a one-year term, the expired term of Louis Riddell. Is there a motion to reappoint?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Moyer, second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That was unanimous, correct? And that was unanimously approved. Next is L1 through 3, the appointment of one member of the Board of Library Director for a three-year term, the expired term of Jennifer Renoble. Ballot number five.
Chairman Jennifer Renoble.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Nagley. Next on our agenda is M1, appointment of one member to the Tax Collection Association for a three-year term, expired term of David Fite. This will be ballot number six.
Chairman George Rains.
Thank you, Mr. Nagley. Next on our agenda is N 1 through 13, the appointment of one member to the Municipal Authority for a five-year term, expired term of Scott Riley. This will be ballot number seven.
Chairman Ronald Furland.
Thank you, Mr. Nagley. Next on our agenda is O 1 through 3, appointment of one member of the Design Advisory Board for a five-year term, expired term of Ted Herman, one member for a three-year term, and one member for a two-year term. This would be ballots 8, 9, and 10. With the status of the Design Advisory Board, I believe that the board is unanimous in their thoughts of just reappointing Ted Herman to the advisory board and leaving the rest of the seats vacant. If that is the case, is there a motion for that?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Goyer.
Second.
Second by Ms. Quirk. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And Mr. Herman is reappointed, and the other seats are left vacant. Next on our agenda is P1 through 11, appointment of one member of the Uniform Construction Code Appeals Board to a five-year term, expired term of Christopher Dawson. There is only one choice here. It is Mr. Dawson, so I will, I'm sorry, I stand corrected. Ballot number 11. Thank you.
Chairman, your slate is Christopher Dawson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Next on our agenda is Board of Supervisors and Staff Appointments. Item Q1, the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Library Endowment Trust for a one-year term, the expired term of Mr. Moyer. I'll entertain a motion to reappoint Mr. Moyer.
I have a question. Is it, if the board would agree, if we're all willing to continue serving on the committees that we're serving on, can we just lump them all together?
Sort of as a slate?
Yeah, unless there's discussion and somebody wants to change.
I'm amenable to that. I love that idea. I love that idea.
I'm kind of comfortable where we are.
Mr. Vagley, from a protocol, are we okay?
You're okay.
Okay. So, the motion will be to adopt the appointments items Q1 through X1 in total.
You might want to read them.
They are here.
I'll read them.
I got it. I'm going. So, the appointment of the Board of Supervisors to the Library Endowment Trust for a one-year term, the expired term of Mark Moyer. Bar 1 is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors as Emergency Services Liaison for a one-year term, expired term of John Foley. S1, appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Police Advisory Pension Board for one-year terms, expired terms of Matt Weir and Susan Court. T1, appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors as Transportation Liaisons for one-year terms, expired terms of John Foley and Justin Engel. U1, appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors, Tri-County Regional Planning for a one-year term. It's the expired term of John Foley. V1 is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Tax Collection Association Board of Directors for a two-year term, expired term of Matt Weir. W1, appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Board of Library Directors for a three-year term, expired term of Matt Weir. X1 is the appointment of one member of the staff to the Capital Region Council of Government for a one-year term, the expired term of Tom Clark, and one member of the Board of Supervisors as an alternate, expired term of Susan Court. With that being read, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that slate is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is the approval of minutes for the Board of Supervisors meeting for December 20th, 2016. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Quirk. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those minutes are unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is new business. A1 is a discussion of capital projects. Mr. Nagel.
I think Mr. Moyer is going to meet this.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to bring up the issue that we have multiple capital projects that are likely to come before the board in 2017. And I wanted to put the item on the agenda so the board can provide Jim and Cheryl some guidance on our capital project planning as we move into the new year. One item that I think we ought to ask that our staff follow through is to continue to gather information on the funding of those capital projects. We recently were provided planning software and training from PFM, which enables us to enter data in the form of the amount of borrowing each project might or might not need in order to calculate the amount of debt service on the projects, if any. I just thought it'd be a good idea just to have the staff continue to gather the information and data for inclusion in those models to facilitate that. I also think it might be a good idea for our public works and our police to perhaps provide the board supervisors with anticipated capital expenditures that they might see over the next 5 years, such as trucks and equipment, building maintenance and capital improvements, so that perhaps they too can be planned for and integrated into the model for consideration. John, I understand that amortization schedule is fairly easy to develop. So if we could get Cheryl the amortization schedules for that, and that way it can more finely tune whatever those debt service payments are. Another item I thought would be to ask Lauren, if she hasn't done so already, to perhaps prepare a 2015 year-end recap on the, or excuse me, 2016 year-end recap on the grant process by identifying what grants were applied for in 2016, what grants we received, what grants are currently pending, and what grants we can anticipate or do anticipate seeking in 2017. I just think that would enable us to keep the momentum going on our capital projects planning.
I think the entire board agrees. So I think just continue the process, proceed please. And I think Jim can hand off to Lauren and the department heads those requests.
Thank you. That's all.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Next on our agenda is B2, adoption of resolution 1594, to appoint a firm of certified public accounts to audit all of the accounts of the township of Derry for the 2016 fiscal year. Mr. Nagler?
This is housekeeping. The board has approved this resolution to name Hamilton Muster as our auditor for calendar year 2016.
Very good. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that is unanimously approved. Next is D1-4. Consideration of release of portion of security, performance security. I'm sorry, did I miss C2? I did. My adoption of resolution number 1495 to establish contribution rate for the police pension for the 2017, for the pension fund for 2017 at 2% of wages. Mr. Nagler.
This is also housekeeping, Mr. Chairman. This 2% was agreed upon by the town, the township, and the police department in the most recent labor negotiation.
Very good. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And next on our agenda is consideration of the release of a portion of the performance security provided for Lot 2 of the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for 777 Middletown Road, plat number 1216. Mr. Emmerich, is this housekeeping?
It is.
Is there a motion to move this along?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that was unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is consideration of release of maintenance security provided for the preliminary final land development and stormwater management site plan for the Select Medical Building expansion, plat number 1222. Mr. Emmerich, housekeeping again?
It is again.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is going to be correspondence, board and committee information, starting with my left.
Nothing, Mr. Chairman, thank you, other than what we've already spoken about earlier.
Thank you, Mr. Weir.
Nothing tonight.
Thank you, and I have not made it to this court.
I just have something. So I just wanted to thank my fellow supervisors for an outstanding first year working together, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you again in 2017. Thanks to Mark for his leadership this past year.
Yeah, I'll look at that comment. Mark, thanks for your leadership this past year. I don't have anything.
Mr. Nagler.
I'm not supporting.
Very good. Next, we will have staff reports. Chief?
I'm nothing from you.
Thank you. The fire department is doing their reorganization meeting tonight, so they are absent. Mr. Piccolo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one reminder, Public Works started picking up Christmas trees today. We'll be doing it through the month of January. Trees need to be out curbside. and we're trying to hold to a schedule when your leaf day pickup was, is when we get that neighborhood for your tree pickup. And bags and lights removed off the tree. And when I say lights, that sounds funny, but you'd be surprised. Yeah, that's all I have, thank you.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Ellis?
Nothing to say, thank you.
Thank you very much. Terry?
I have nothing to say.
Mr. Mandy?
Just a couple of quick updates on a couple of projects that we are continuing to work on this past fall and currently. First is Coco Castle Playground Project. Our ADA ramps and sidewalks were all poured just prior to the holidays. We have some backfill and some other detailed work to get done here in the next several weeks, as well as our DCNR final inspection. So we anticipate having a grand opening for Coco Castle as soon as the weather turns here in very early spring. Secondly, another large project that you heard me talk about some time ago is our Shank Park Disc Golf Course. We will be installing the tee pads on all 18 holes here in the next few weeks. And once again, once the weather breaks here, we'll be having a ribbon cutting and grand opening for that facility as well. So two really large, influential, and I think great projects that the community is going to very much enjoy this spring. So.
Fantastic. Thank you. Are there any questions for Matt? Hearing none, Mr. Bonanno with HRG.
Sent a update on the 15th of December on the two projects you guys were asking about, the easement crossings. There have been no update since that time. Were both projects, Milltown Road and Wood Road, is on hold until the easements are secured.
Very good. And yeah, we are aware of that. Are there any questions for Matt?
Matt, the stop signs there over here, has anything been done about that? They seem to have some discussions about that last meeting.
Yeah, apparently we know. There was a revised memo that came out December 22nd, Eric Stone did, which still recommends the four-way or the three-way stop at the intersection there, but it does clarify some of the queuing that is to be expected with the installation of that sign. So our recommendation is still the same. You know, there is going to be some delay with educating drivers on, you know, that new stop sign and configuration. So I think at this point it's up to you guys to review that memo and then decide if you want to put it on a future meeting to adopt the ordinance for the stop sign.
Thank you. Thank you. Next up, Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Chairman. At the last meeting, by email, I submitted some dates for upcoming zoning ordinance action. The final draft of the ordinance was posted on the website just before Christmas. It's intended to be in front of the Planning Commission Tuesday, February 7th. So it could come in front of the Board of Supervisors in the form of a public hearing as early as February 14th. Or at a special meeting, if you chose to have it on an off night from regular board meeting on February 21st, or at the second meeting in February 28th, at your discretion. If I was going to make a recommendation, it would be the 28th, because that'll give us some time to get the minutes to you from the Planning Commission meeting. Last time that we had the public hearing in front of a meeting, it took but the hour and a half plus 10 minutes that we had allotted for it. So I think it could be done on a regular meeting night if that date suits.
So you're suggesting the 14th?
I'm suggesting the 28th.
28th
during a regular meeting?
During, at 5:30, beginning at 5:30.
And then for the it would hearing. Be up for consideration at the following meeting.
That's, again, my preference to yeah. gather together the proper right. comments and so on. So then we would be looking at adoption at the March 14th meeting.
That's fine.
Right. You're going to send an email out?
I will be happy to do that. And I just want to make sure that we got our proper advertising in. That's all I have this evening. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Mrs. Henry.
I've received notification from the Pennsylvania State Association of Township Supervisors that our electronic newsletter actually won first place in their electronic newsletter category, and our newsletter tied for third, quarterly newsletter.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Very well done.
She'll send that to me tomorrow. We should tell everybody on Facebook all the time.
Put in the newsletter.
Yeah.
Very good. Next is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $224,982.97, and payroll in the amount of $312,833.62. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that is unanimously approved. Next on the agenda is our final visitor of public comment. Yes, if you step to the microphone, state your name and address, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
Jay Ziegler, 971 Boulevard Valley Road. I couldn't attend the last meeting, and there's a subject that you talked about tonight. I'm talking about the stop sign on Cherry Drive and Hope. Fortunately, I was one of the people that discovered that stop sign, which was suddenly placed there and was not done properly. And I have a public safety concern that I think the board ought to look into, because this is not the first time this has happened to stop signs in this township. I had the unfortunate experience of discovering the one on Cherry Drive in Sandhill years ago. I went to Staples one day, came back, and ran a stop sign, just about hit someone. The stop sign wasn't there the first time. So somebody is putting stop signs out there not following protocol. You need to check into it, get it straightened out before someone gets seriously hurt. I was very frustrated that night. I know it was the night of the Trump convention, so far that he had going on, but I called the police station, told them that it was not approved, it was nothing, that it shouldn't be there. And I was told they had nothing to do with that. I said, no, you have a traffic safety officer. He couldn't even tell me who that was, which I later did find out. Referred to the public works, and even spoke to Tom the next day, and he said, oh, it's all fine, that it was approved and it's ready, it was okay to put up. So there's an issue there. Please check into it. I wouldn't say anything was the first time, because I didn't say anything the first time it happened to me on Cherry and Sand Hill, but this is the second time it's happened to me. And that's just in my neighborhood, so I can't imagine what else is going on throughout the township with stop signs. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. I know we had a discussion in the past, and Jim, if you can just make sure that we're covering our bases. Thanks.
One additional thing that I think I can speak on behalf of all of us, that I really appreciate the interest of the community in serving on our committees across the township. It's really nice to see people step forward and want to serve, and I want to thank everybody for sharing their interest in being on committees, and if they weren't appointed this evening, I hope that we have an opportunity to get those folks involved in the debate, because a lot of talented people in this township, and they're all willing to serve, and it's it was great to see such a nice response.
You stole my thunder. Thank you. Very good. Is there a motion to adjourn? Mr. Gamble.
At the beginning of the meeting, we had comments and concerns. I presented a question and asked for some follow-up, so at this point, I'm going to request, is it possible that whoever the members are of the TIP committee, that they actually publish their minutes in the normal agenda that we have, or put it on the agenda so we know exactly who's interested, why they're interested, and what benefits?
Absolutely. I know that the TIP committee has had one reorganizational meeting, and their next meeting will be a public meeting. So there's no question it will all be out there. I can tell you there are a variety of benefits to the township and our residents for that initiative, and it's very early in the process.
Well, what I request again, if you have your minute, because your meetings are sometimes early in the morning where people have to go to work, can't make those meetings. So it'd be appropriate, because we want to keep some transparency, that you actually have minutes and publish them, so the people that cannot get to the meeting can be updated on what's taking place, who the members are, and if we have some questions, who to contact.
Very good. We can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Anyone else? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Mr. Weir. We are adjourned.